The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Tonight, severe turmoil as water crisis hits parts of the central region due to the inability of the Ghana Water Company to process water for 3/3 of its customers in the region due to galamsey activities, forcing the company to put out a desperate call for help.
Let me say, we are not desperate, so we cannot but say, please help us. It's like an SOS message that has been, you know, sent out there. So we are just pleading, maybe, somebody will hear and do something about it. It is getting terrible. If we close down Sekhema and close down Dabwasi, what will happen to Cape Coast? What will happen to Takoradi?
Details, as the company says, the turbidity of the water is causing it to spend beyond its means to process water.
Ghana Water Company is having to spend 4 times more than the cost of treatment in getting treatment chemicals. And can we afford to do this to ourselves? Yet we are doing it.
This is Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, management of Ghana Water Company Limited in the central region is crying out for help as it warns residents could go without water for weeks running through their taps for a long time if nothing drastic happens to change the current situation. Now, according to them, galamsey activities on the Pra River has resulted in the inadequate raw water received at the Sekhema Water Treatment Plant. Pollution of the Pra River says about 60% of the catchment capacity is silted as a result of illegal mining, compromising the quality of raw water. In a statement put out by the Ghana Water Company Limited today, the plant is only able to produce about 1/4 of its installed capacity currently. My colleague Kweku Asante joins me in studio with details of the statement. Kweku, what exactly is the company saying?
Well, Bray, so a very alarming statement put together by the Ghana Water Company Limited, and they say that they've noted, of course, the challenges with water supply in Cape Coast, Elmina and surrounding communities in recent times. Then they go on to provide why exactly this acute water supply challenges is happening. They say the recent demand supply gap is a result of inadequate raw water received at the Sekhema Water Treatment Plant as a result of galamsey. Pollution of the Pra River along its course, and most especially at the catchment for abstraction, has reduced water embankment to the barest minimum. About 60% of the catchment capacity is silted as a result of illegal mining galamsey, compromising the quality of raw water. We are currently recording an average of a turbidity of 14,000 MTU instead of 2,000 MTU designed for adequate treatment. Currently, the plant is able to produce only about 7,500 meter cubic water per day, 1/4 of its installed capacity. The situation has caused severe inconveniences to our customers and consumers, and we sincerely apologize. The company is engaging all stakeholders to find a solution. We are, by this announcement, entreating all interest groups to join the fight against galamsey on the River Pra, especially during the festive period. Kindly report any form of illegal mining activity to your community leaders, local assembly, etc. So galamsey is causing havoc and it's hitting home now.
So that is the desperate cry by the Water Company Limited. We're going to listen to Nanaya Berima Banier, who is the company's communications manager for the Western and Central regions, who says they are in desperate times and only desperate measures can help salvage the situation. He's been speaking on The Pulse with my colleague Elton Broby.
the pollution of the Pra River is such that we cannot do anything more than that. We are unable to abstract adequate quantity of water for treatment because the deterioration is so bad that we cannot go beyond that. And people will have to suffer. People will have to suffer going up and down looking for potable water. And that's exactly what we are doing to ourselves as Ghanaians. It's not people from elsewhere who are coming to do it for us. But even if they are coming to do it for us, we have allowed them. Nobody can come from China and walk to Pra River. He does not know anything like Pra. But we Ghanaians will take them to the Pra River and tell them it doesn't really matter. We can go scot-free. Just destroy the water. Give us the gold. And they do it for us. And that's what is happening.
Nana, so and apart from the fact that you are operating below capacity, my guess is also that you are spending more to even treat the little water that you are getting.
Everybody in Ghana, I've lived in Ghana all my life. So everybody in Ghana knows that the coagulant that we have used all over the year has been alum, aluminum sulfate.
Right.
But because of the deterioration of the quality of the Pra River, we are unable to use alum anymore. So we have had to go in for another coagulant called polyelectrolyte, or polymer for short.
Okay.
And that polymer, the cost of polymer is four times expensive than alum. This tells you that Ghana Water Company is having to spend four times more than the cost of treatment in getting treatment chemicals. And can we afford to do this to ourselves? Yet we are doing it. Come to Dabuase, also in Western Region. The same thing, because the same Pra River that traverses from Central Region and then comes to Western Region for us to abstract at Dabuase. The water quality is so bad. You know, we read in the statement that the turbidity of the Pra River at Sechehiman is 14,000 NTU. That the NTU is the unit for measuring turbidity. And they said instead of 2,000 NTU, but the 2,000 NTU is not supposed to be the original turbidity or quality of the Pra River. It was around, if you come to Dabuase, it was around 200 NTU.
Right.
But now it has gone to 14,000. The 2,000 they talk about is that if it goes up to 2,000, we can manage.
Right.
But now it's not 2,000. It's not 3,000. It's not even 10,000. It is 14,000. And it's just an average. So there are times that it goes beyond 14,000. And Ghana Water Company must do magic, perform magic, and reduce it from 14,000 to 5 NTU. Can you imagine the work that Ghana Water Company has to do before we can get a drop of water to the homes of customers? Sometimes the galamse causes, the galamse operation causes the sand or the silt to gather at the intake that we are not able to extract water. Sometimes we even need to close down the plant, but we can't close it down. So we have to do whatever we can to be able to abstract the little that we can. In fact, this thing must stop. It must not continue. So in fact now we don't even, in fact, let me say we are not desperate. So we cannot but say, please help us. It's like an SOS message that has been, you know, sent out there. So we are just pleading. Maybe, just maybe, somebody will hear and do something about it. It is getting terrible. If we close down Sechehiman and close down Dabuase, what will happen to Cape Coast? What will happen to Takoradi? The Sechehiman treatment plant is the biggest plant in Central Region. But authorities have been forced, compelled to reduce treatment to a quarter of its capacity. And it happens in the Western Region too, where sometimes we don't even have enough water to abstract. So we are just a desperate attempt to possibly get attention.
All right.
It's not as if nobody knows about it.
Obarema, you give me a minute. Let me go to my other guest. I'll come back to ask you. So what will be the end game if this call you are making is not, you know, listened to and then...
So that was Nana Yao Berima Baniere speaking to my colleague Elton Brobe there. Quite a very serious situation we have on our hands here. The particular statement, as we heard Kweku put out there, indicates that about 3/3 of their customers in the Central Region cannot be served because of the situation. My colleague Erastus Asaridonko has been doing a lot of work in this area. He visited the Western region some time ago and was there recently to check on what's happening there. Let me bring him on and ask him what the situation is when he went there just recently. Erastus, did you see any change, and what was that change when you went there recently?
Well, so this has gotten worse in the first place. You remember when we went to Dabwase intake point to fetch samples, that was in 2023, the turbidity was around 1,800. And the WHO standard is 5 nephelometric units. So you can subtract and see. Then we went back early 2024, it was around 7,000 NTU. And now I'm hearing the Ghana Water Company say it's 14,000. And definitely when you look at the river around Atrebwanda, Dabwase and its environs, Chifo, Praso, Chifo, Kotochi, the number of Samphan machines on it, the number of mining activities around that area who have directed their residue points into the river itself, washing directly into the river, I am not surprised that we are seeing turbidity values hovering around 14,000. Clearly, when we fetch samples from the Dabwasi intake point to test at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, we found high levels of heavy metals, arsenic, cadmium, chromium, lead, and others in high quantities, way above the WHO standards and even Ghana standards. So it has gotten worse along the years. I am shocked that no government official is even worried to issue a statement on it. We have regional ministers who are superintending over illegal mining activities like that on the Pra River. We have police officials who have turned a blind eye to what is happening, even right close to police barriers. People are mounting Samphans, and nobody seems to care.
Okay.
And so it has gotten worse, and is bound to get worse, because you could see the drying lines on the river banks. It tells you that the rivers, definitely they are getting thicker in nature and they are drying up. That is what we are seeing on the ground.
All right, Erastus, thank you very much for that information. Nanayao Berima Barnier is Communications Manager of the Water Company Limited for the Western and Central Regions, and he joins us on the line. Nana, quite a disturbing situation that the NTU, which, according to Erastus, per the World Health Organization, should be 5, we are recording 14,000. So is the water safe to be consumed even in the state?
Thank you very much, Kwajo. Unfortunately, as a country, that is what we have decided to do. We are saying that money is more important to us than life. Why am I saying money is more important than life? Because it is said, water is life. So if somebody is poisoning your source of water, a source of drinking water, it means he wants to kill you. That is exactly what you are doing, and you are all looking on. 14,000 NTU. But Ghana Water Company must reduce that level of polluted water to a clean water with 5 NTU. Maybe you will ask, how are you able to do that? That's what we do. It doesn't make sense for Ghana Water Company to continue to treat water in Ghana, because there is too much work to be done. As I said in the afternoon, we used to use a coagulant called alum. Everybody knows about alum, aluminum sulfate, to be able to deal with the suspended particles. However, at the moment, alum is no longer effective because of the highly polluted nature of the raw water in the Pra River.
So how much exactly? So, how much exactly are you spending to treat the water?
We are spending four times more than what we are spending in the past when we were using alum. We are now spending four times more now that we are using poly electrolytes because that is more expensive. You see? So for how long can we continue to do this? In fact, what is going to happen is that Sekou Heman might end up closing down because we are treating water and getting only a quarter of the capacity of the plant. The statement says that we are now treating or producing 7,500. But the plant capacity is 30,000 cubic meters. But we are now producing 7,500 cubic meters. That's a quarter of the plant capacity.
So,
and that has implication for water availability or accessibility. People will now have to be running helter-skelter, looking for where they can get water, you know? Because water is life, you don't get water from Ghana Water Company. You must find water at all costs.
Mm.
So people will end up using water that is unwholesome.
So
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, Nana, how long will it take from your estimation for the plant or, you know, to go down completely?
It is very difficult for us to say. Depending upon the level of pollution, because day in, day out, the pollution is increasing. The turbidity is going up. You were talking about instead of 2,000. It does not mean that the Pra River originally has a turbidity of 2,000 NTU. No, it was far less. In the last year, we had just about 200 NTU. But look at it. We are now having 14,000. So if it gets to 50,000, what will happen? And it cannot be treated anymore. You just have to close down. Maybe let me remind the listeners that in Eastern Region, Chebbi treatment plant was closed down for over a year in the past. So you ask yourself, what were the people doing? Because you need water at all costs. I have no idea how people were getting water then.
Mm.
And I'm also told that in Bonso and Osino, the plants are shut down as and when the turbidity goes beyond treatment. So a time is going to come that we may not be able to treat the water. You see, the water we treat is like mud. It's like mud. It's not really water. It's mud. Uh-huh. So that is what we are doing to ourselves.
Okay.
That's the problem we have. So we are sending this message so that probably somebody may listen and do something about it.
Mm.
Because if you don't do something about it, it will come back to bite all of us as residents in this country.
Nana, stay with me. Let me bring in Dr. Kenneth Asigwe. He is the convener for Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. Doc, I am grateful for joining in. Doc, where did we fail?
Well, you see, when you go to war and you poison your enemy's water body, is considered a grave war crime. I wonder what people will say about a people who poison their own water body. You know, it's basically leadership failure. You know, because how this is more than a national security challenge. And as we speak, even Erasmus reported it. On the main Kumasi, Accra Kumasi Road, they are no more hiding, you know, in the bush doing it. And they are doing it glaringly. Nothing is being done about them. And so it's basically leadership failure all the way from the top to our local leaders. You know, so the DCs, the MCs, the police commanders, the intelligence chiefs that are in the areas that you know, these things are happening in. So you have your this hue and cry by Ghana Water. It's not today. We've been saying it severally. And for me, you see, you heard my colleague talking about coagulant. When you do coagulation, you know, you're just settling the sediment. You know, the water treatment that we do, and you do chlorination, the water treatment, that's what your Erastus was telling you, that we're still having heavy metals in these water bodies. So even you who are living in Accra, you know, and you think you're drinking some, they give you bottled water or sachet water, you know, how are we sure that those heavy metals are being treated out of them? And these things, they bioaccumulate. And when they bioaccumulate, it results in a lot of the challenges we're facing. Are you surprised that, you know, we're beginning to get in some of these areas where this thing is happening, renal diseases are on the high? Are we surprised about stillborn babies who are getting, babies with very severe deformities who are getting? So what are we waiting for leaders to wake up and deal with this situation? It is really very trying times that we find ourselves in. And I think that the media coalition needs to emulate the likes of, you know, the multimedia family. We all need to wake up again. But we need to change our modus operandi. The time has come for us to start getting lawyers to help us go to court and start suing people who have to take action for the things that we're doing to ourselves and to the generation yet unborn. I don't know what it would take for the president to emulate the example of Otumfo Asantehene, where three chiefs have now been destroyed. Why is it that the DCEs, MCEs that are, you know, that control district that are in where the Pra River, the Tana River, all our big river bodies that have been killed and dying, why are they still at post? The regional ministers who are coordinating these DCEs, what is happening to them? Mr. Sasson, in the central region, what are you doing about what is happening to the extent that your people don't have water to drink? You know, it's really a sad one. And we need to start calling people out, especially the local leaders who are in these communities where these things are happening. It is really, really very sad. And you know the interesting thing? Even when arrests are made, currently as we speak, a lot of the Chinese are let loose because the judiciary, service says they don't have interpreters. And my call to the Chief Justice is that she needs to fix this as quickly as possible. We need to get interpreters and make sure that it's not only the Chinese, there are foreigners who are coming in, you know, from even our neighboring countries, because there are no consequences in our country, Ghana. Who said there are no gold in all of these communities that we're talking about? We're here when the Chinese ambassador told us. But why is it that the Chinese are not going into South Africa and, you know, with the same impunity that they're doing here? It's because there are no consequences. It is also because those who are, politically exposed are actually actively participating in it, or that they are complicit if they are not active participants in it. So we all need to rise up.
Mm.
We don't have to wait for the, you know, for the next leadership to come, and then they would, implement their manifesto promises. We need to be asking currently the leadership currently what they need to fix it. Mm. You know, because what has happened?
We've implemented Galam Stop. We've done everything to deal with this, but it looks like we are not able to win. So. Why are we not winning it? What do we need to change?
It is because of the fact that those who are supposed to be fighting it are themselves complicit in it. That is all that it is. So we've done all of these things. The only thing we are not doing is that we actually are not dealing with the big fishes that are involved in it. How is it that a Akwanta mine that was named by the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, that has Erastus has, you know, a plethora of evidence of the fact that they were involved in an illegality, and the Minerals Commission itself confirmed what the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources did. How is it that Akwanta mine, we have the media coalition has petitioned the IGP severally, the petition was forwarded to the Director General CID, nothing has happened to it. How is it that the former MT of Busumifrehu, who confessed himself on tape that he was involved in illegality, all we saw was the fact that he had been dismissed. How is it that people who had been given heritage in Kenya, who have been given licenses to explore, where the EPA themselves said they did not have permits, you know, to do what they were doing in the forest reserve, how is it that all of those people have not been prosecuted?
What did it take for Aisha Wan to finally be prosecuted? So till we ensure that those people, those influential people, those rich people, those politically connected people who are involved in this thing are punished, nothing is going to change.
Okay.
I have seen a video of one of our traditional priests, you know, catching, is it a DC or an MT? We've gotten to the point where if we do all the things that we're doing and it's going to fail, all of us will have to go on our knees and pray that anybody who has to deal with this and is not dealing with it, anybody who is complicit in it, God himself would have to come and fight for his footstool, which is the environment that has been destroyed. But it is sad. It is very sad. And I'm pleading with all of us journalists. We need to pay attention to this.
Okay.
That if we wait till December, there may be no country called Ghana. The rate at which the destruction is going on, it's just unacceptable. It's abominable. There's no country that has done this and is sustainable.
Okay. Let me bring in Nana again. Nana, so, I mean, how long did it take for the 3/3 of the plant to go off, that it could then influence us or help us estimate how long it will take for the one that is left to also go off?
Well, Kojo, the point is, it is now the illegal miners who are calling the shots. So they are actually the ones who will determine when the plant may have to be shut down, because maybe they are saying, oh, let's even intensify operation, even in the night, let's work, so that people can no longer treat the water. Maybe that's what's going to happen. But for Ghana Water, we can't tell, because it is when they have muddied the waters that the effect comes for us to also deal with.
Yeah, I wanted to understand how long has it taken us to this point where 3/3 of the plant is off?
You see, somewhere in March this year, we went and did what we call dredging at that place. In fact, we took the media there, and we're able to clear the way for quite a substantial amount of water to come into the intake. So it is from March to date that they have also been working and working and working, and we have got to this place.
Wow.
So I wish to show an appeal that Ghana Water Company is really, really suffering. So we need somebody to help us. Well, if it happens that all our plants are shut down, we will lose our jobs, because we don't have no water to treat and therefore do the work we are supposed to do. But Ghanaians are the ones who are also going to suffer, including all of us. So if somebody can do something about it, it should be now and not tomorrow.
Now, is the groundwater safe, or is it also compromised?
For that one, no, I'm not an expert in that. So it will be very difficult for me to try to go into that area. So maybe get the geologists and the others who are experts in those areas to be able to respond to that. I will not be able to comment on that.
Okay, I hear. Thank you very much. Nana Yao Berima Bania is communications manager for the Ghana Water Company Limited in the Western and Central regions. Also, you heard Dr. Kenneth Achebe, he's convener for the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining as well. Now, let's wrap up this with an excerpt of a documentary we are to play next week, Monday, which is looking at the impact of illegal mining on the Pra River. This is produced by an editor here at Joy News, Richard Kwajonyako. Listen.
The earth does have its
own pits. What was once protected by deep-seated respect for tradition is now undermined by the clinking of coins as the sacred is sold off piece by piece. The Ghana Water Company continues to post challenges affecting the processing of water for the consuming public. At their water treatment plant here at Sechahiman, illegal miners continue to mine very close to the intake point of the company. Here, modern equipment struggles against overwhelming turbidity levels, constantly straining under the burden.
So water or the treatment plant that is designed to abstract water without silt is now abstracting the water with silt. So you abstract the water you have to, so if it is, let's say, a full container, half of it is already sealed. So it means that after treatment, half of it is waste. So if you are expecting to get 10 buckets, you get 5 buckets. So if you produce in 24 hours, you should get 10 buckets in 24 hours. Now you are going to get 5 buckets in 24 hours. So definitely you will get less water to supply to the people. That is not it. The other things that come with it is the facilities are not designed also to treat this turbid water. So you have your pumps breaking down. You use a lot of energy to treat turbid water. And many times you have to shut down, clean the system again. So when all these are happening, you see that you get insufficient water in the system.
Professor David Kofi Esuman, an esteemed environmental scientist at the University of Cape Coast, sounds the alarm on the relentless galamsey activities ravaging Ghana's rivers and water bodies.
See, those days, when we clarify water, we use just the water stands for some time and the sediment drops and it becomes clean without adding much chemicals. Today, because of the nature, it's mud. It's not water.